Hello, everyone. This is episode 173 of Clash, the Sibling Rivalry Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Nightoot, coming in blind because I somehow closed my agenda. And your other co-host is...
Tiz, what's up?
I did that whole intro blind for the third week in a row because I borked up my mouse while I was doing that. Welcome back, y'all. This is the Sibling Rivalry Clash podcast, or Clash, the Sibling Rivalry podcast. And yeah, welcome back. This is episode 173. Like I said, I am Nightoot. Somewhere around me is Tiz right now. He's over there for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. And yeah,
I'm gonna get right into it. You can email us at sibling rivalry clash@gmail.com. You can X at us.
We gotta revolt against this.
At srclash_pod. And send those messages. Talk to us about anime, TV, pop culture, films, comic books, regular books, manga, what else is? Sometimes sports. What else? Anything.
Technology. You say tech?
Tech.
Yeah.
General conversations, things that upset you.
Life.
During your week. Work.
Yeah.
Whatever. We're here to talk. So yeah, we did some stuff this week. For one, we went and saw... some Lego art of the brick this past weekend. That's the first thing that's coming to my mind. and it was particularly one man's art of the brick. I remember his name being Nate. Do you remember his last name?
I do not, but I did learn that Lego commissions were a thing because I had no idea that was a thing before.
Lego commission? He does commissions?
That's what he said. Yeah, he said he started doing commissions.
So will he send it to your home, or do you just get a picture?
No, I'm assuming he was building the actual pieces for people. I'm assuming.
Oh, man. I don't want to display any of those.
Because, like, a picture.
Art pieces in my house.
We could just make AI generate a picture, right? You don't need a human for that. You know what
I'm saying? I have the type of people in my life that would just come in and threaten to kung fu chop. Those types of, like.
A Lego statue? That's so rude.
I know, but all I can think is, like, that pencil. So there was, like, this giant, like, Doodle Bob.
Yeah.
Like, SpongeBob Doodle Bob pencil made out of about, I think it was 9,800
Some ridiculous Lego pieces. Amount. Yeah.
And all I can picture is somebody, like, Bruce Lee spin kicking and, like, exploding that pencil.
Little do they know it was reinforced with Gorilla Glue, and now they just hurt their hand. Or their foot.
I wish I could send you that picture. Maybe I can send you that picture to live put up of those clouds. Because, again, I ignited that debate with our mother of, like, whether those clouds were glued together.
No, so I can confirm now that they were glued.
Oh, thank God.
Somebody told, when I went to talk to my friend who showed up, he had watched the video, too. And he said, I wasn't paying attention to the video that much, but he said in the video he was gluing the pieces down.
Okay, because I was literally about to pose that question to our fans, our listeners, because it was driving me nuts. Like, I was losing sleep over this, because I'm just like, all I could picture was, like, somebody at some point has to be standing under them Legos, and that cloud just burst. Because I'm like, how do you suspend Legos? Even if they are, because here's what our mom said. Our mom was like, maybe he gets the Legos fresh from the factory.
No, I still feel like they should be. Like, Legos, we're talking Legos, not the off-brand thing you were talking about before.
Lego brand
they
Legos.
They should be tight enough to hold on their
Why are you hating on Duplos?
Yeah, I can't ever think of the name Duplo. What is that, a Duplo?
A Duplo.
Sounds crazy. Those probably need to be glued. But I imagine, like, just from my memory of playing with Legos, like, they used to require a little bit of... You know what I'm saying? A little bit of snap to get it apart. Like,
yeah, they had like a whine, like a screech.
Yeah.
You would pull them apart.
They had like some weird physics to them where like they somehow like snapped even though they didn't have snaps on them. Like,
it's a nice friction between them.
Yeah. So I have to imagine if they're high quality, you know what I mean? So, but yeah, I assume the glue is just for safety.
He had some huge clouds, like, suspended in the air just by some string.
Literally was, strings.
Yeah. But there was a Death Stranding-esque exhibit that was, like, the size of a room.
Which one was it?
That was the one with the people, like, the...
Oh, the hands.
Bodies suspended over the blood hands.
That was my favorite one. It was so dark. It did remind me of BT's a little bit.
Well, yeah, that one is the one that stands out because everything else was so, I don't want to say juvenile, but like kid friendly,
PG,
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything was so bright and colored. But that one, it's like, even with the brightness of the bricks,
the room was black all around.
Yeah, the
it.
Room. Well, everything stood out against the starkness of the black curtains and the black floor. But that one in particular, it was like, even.
It was dark. It was eerie.
The darkness stood out amongst the primary colors of the Legos.
And it was like one of the first rooms you went into. Like it wasn't like the very first, but it was like early on. Like it wasn't like towards the end.
I didn't get to read the placard for that one, so I was a little sad.
I didn't read any placards.
I didn't get to understand that man's art.
I was just looking.
But yeah, so that was something that we got to do outside of our respected rooms. I respected playrooms.
Chill, they don't gotta know that we be in the house.
They don't. No, I think it's pretty much assumed that we're always burning out our eye sockets to bring them this content that we do. But yeah, other than that, we got to our weeks, even though our weeks are a little small. I personally am dying. You can't really tell right now because it's the sun is being obscured right now, so I'm not melting at quite this moment, but my week's a little bit short because the AC is currently dying. So I'm gonna actually do my week first, which I don't normally do, but I'm gonna be a little bit rude at this moment. I'm just gonna briefly jump in front and talk about an app because I don't normally play apps, but
I played
an app.
Ew.
The app store, because it's not a game store, it's an app store.
But it has
where
a
they
game
sell
section.
Games. Yeah. No, it's an app store. I played an app this week.
I bet you games make way more money on there than apps.
Well, I'm gonna say it's an app because it's not. I didn't even there's a full game purchase behind this app that I played, and I didn't purchase that full app. I don't think I will. I'm probably just gonna stay on the free side because I don't think I'm smart enough to play this game. our father did give me chess skills. I just choose not to invest in
chess
them
related.
I don't like chess.
Real quick, hold on though. Sorry, I'm so glad you said that. I recently was put onto a Switch game. So aesthetically it's chess.
Yes.
But you play as the king. Have you seen this before? Is that why you're laughing?
Well, tell me what it is and I might be able to tell you if I have.
You play as the king and it's like something like the other side. You play as like the black king and it's like the white pieces like took all of your pieces.
Sounds familiar.
And so you have a shotgun. And
this sounds super familiar.
You're basically this king chess piece and it's you and your shotgun. And your goal is kind of to like blast away the other chess pieces while eventually killing the other king. Mm-hmm. So it's like aesthetically it's chess, but it's like a roguelite where you're playing as like a chess king, but you're just shotgunning stuff on the chessboard.
I wish you knew the title because I'm like,
I'm gonna look it up real
quick.
That
sounds super familiar.
I'm gonna look it up real quick. It's called like shotgun chess or something.
Yeah, I was
like that.
I like stuff like that because it abuses like the chess aesthetic.
It's this right here. I'm gonna send it to you. It's on Switch.
But yeah, the game I'm talking about is called Pawnbarian. With a PAWN, and I came across this randomly when, all I was doing was updating my apps because one of my apps wasn't working properly, and that's usually the culprit is that it needs to be updated.
Yeah.
Okay, checkmate. Shotgun King.
Yeah.
Okay, the final. I think I saw this when I was browsing through the app store, but yeah, Pawnbarian is basically a game that relies on chess piece rules, but it's a rogue. I don't know if it's a rogue like. I would say it's a rogue light because you don't get bonuses. You don't get things that help you once you die. You just die.
Okay.
And you kind of got to start over. So I would say it's a roguelike.
That's rare. That's actually rare, I feel like.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
Yeah. But yeah, so you start out with a Pawnbarian, which is your character, and you're in a dungeon, and you have a deck of pieces, and they're regular chess pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And so pawns move like pawns, rooks move like rooks, knights move like knights, etc. And the opposing pieces, instead of being pieces, are enemy types, like goblins and weird stuff like alpaca bears and
I'm showing pictures.
Like, gross like frog things and stuff like that. And basically your goal is to use your deck pieces to land on those monster types and attack them. And they don't have health. You basically can take them out in one shot if you land on them. But landing on them can be tough because they have special like move types.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've noticed is like the animal types are pretty easy. You can land on them, but the goblin types have special abilities like nimble, where like they can run from you the first time you attack them. You gotta attack them kind of twice, or if you're adjacent to them, you can't attack them. You have to be diagonal from them, or like there's this one guy. It's like you can't attack him from a cardinal direction. You have to be like this, or okay. So they have like weird little rule sets and stuff. So it can be a bit challenging, especially if you don't know your chess pieces. So you kind of have to think strategically about how you move around these enemy types. And then on top of that, when you're drawing, your deck is random, of course, because it's a deck. So you're pulling your chess pieces from that deck, and then you only get two moves per turn. And so the enemies get to move in between each of your turns. So depending on how many enemies there are, it could be like five moves in between each of your turns.
Hmm.
So it can be pretty difficult, and you can die a lot. And in between each round, which each round occurs every time you clear a board. And so in between each round, you get to purchase cards for your deck to move on to the next stage, but most of the time you're purchasing hearts so that you can live.
Would that be the roguelite part of it, or no, because that's still one run?
That's one run.
Okay.
So you think of that as like your shop in a run.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a nice little like pull it out, like play a run here and there.
Yeah.
But I'm sure maybe there's like bonuses and stuff like that. Like maybe it's more of a roguelike when you purchase it.
Mm-hmm.
But we know I'm not paying for stuff, so
unless it's on Switch.
Shut up.
Then you'll pay the Nintendo tax.
No.
On top of the base price.
I'm not paying for Soulvars unless it's at the mobile price.
Yeah.
So yeah, all I did was play a little bit of Pawnbarian to figure out what that's about. But again, a chess game without actually playing chess is always interesting to me.
Yeah, for sure.
And yeah, playing app games, playing mobile games is not a thing I normally do, so.
Is it vertical or horizontal?
It's vertical.
Okay.
So yeah, swiping with the thumb.
I always prefer vertical mobile games.
And you're really not swiping, you're just picking the cards.
Like sliding,
like moving into place. Yeah, and picking the cards determines kind of where you move, so.
Okay. That seems solid. Seems like a nice little time killer.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's no auto chess, but
okay, that's a game I'll never play.
I'm not smart.
That's too
like,
silly.
I always say that chess is for go-hards. I'm more of a checker person. But chess is for people who are trying to prove that they're smart. No, yeah. I don't need to prove that to anybody.
Fun fact for anybody listening, if you accomplish like real life chess feats and then put it on a resume, you are like infinitely more likely to get whatever job it is over the people who don't have it. I'm so serious.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm like, it's just people trying to prove that they're smart.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like a universal
IQ test.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. That's solid.
All right, what'd you do with your week?
So aside from the usual stuff, I'm still playing through Remnant, still getting annoyed at puzzles. I've been playing a lot of Vampire Survivors, like right before bed lately.
I want to play.
What?
I think
Which
I've
one?
proven myself. I think I proved myself a great teammate.
Oh no, for sure, 100%. I've unlocked so much more now that it's like, because I had almost forgot. I haven't played this game in a while, so I had almost forgotten that, like, how slow it starts off versus, like, once you get some of those unlocks and some of those, like, state, like, you know how you can find the things in the stages? Once you find some of those bonuses that, like, carry over into your subsequent playthroughs, the game just gets a lot faster and it just starts off a lot faster, like, the further you get into it. And I had kind of forgotten that. And
Antonio, if we do
yeah.
not return to the fields, Pasqualina will never see the light of day.
Write in and grade my sister's Italian accent slash Mexican accent. Tell us which one you think it is.
I need to get my role play back on, bro. I need to get my Vampire Survivors role play back in before Castlevania airs. Before Nocturne airs, bro.
It does
I
make me
need to
feel
get
very
ready.
Castlevania-ish. I'm not gonna lie. It really does. It puts you in that mood.
That
Yeah.
music. I can get in, yo, I get into that 30 minutes.
No, it's amazing. Like it, and it goes by fast too. Like it's, and I still can't put it down. Like when I start playing it, it doesn't matter how late it is. You know what
That
I mean?
boss rush goes from being so boring to
It
so
gets real.
intense
It gets
in
so
like
real.
10 minutes.
I almost sent you a video the other day because I unlocked my girl, Pugnala. I don't think I'm saying that right, but that's how it's spelled. And immediately, like the second match after I unlocked her, I was at like 28 minutes and I'm just standing still and I'm just radiating
Now,
projectiles.
is this you unlocking stuff because you did you just buy it on Switch and then you're like re-unlocking things on Switch? Okay.
Literally. Because there's no
Gotcha.
cross save or whatever, so like whenever you play on
Gotcha.
a different platform, they're not connected.
I think I just wish listed it.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm like, I'll wait.
It's on sale. Well,
Is it?
you might have missed the sale. It was, you remember how like originally it was on that Steam sale for like $2 down from five? They did
Oh,
the same thing
okay.
on Switch. And so I grabbed
Okay.
it then. It
Oh,
probably still is
okay.
on sale though, but
Gotcha.
I love this game so much. They could release it on 10 more platforms, I'll buy it every single time. Like that's how much I
No
want to
worries.
support these guys.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
100%. I'm actually surprised I wonder if Nintendo paid them or something, but it's weird that it's not on PlayStation or Xbox. It's just PC and Switch and mobile. But I assume it's coming to PS5 at some point, and that's when I'm gonna platinum it. It's
Maybe
happening.
they're maybe it's like they're probably gonna be a like a PS exclusive thing.
DLC or something.
Or not exclusive, I'm sorry. I mean a PS Plus thing. And like maybe that's their cheapest pool of games. And like so maybe they're like it's already everywhere else. We'll
Yeah.
probably make it our last
I've also
purchase.
heard a lot that Sony is like exorbitant fees
Yeah.
involved in like getting stuff on their platform and stuff like that. Like, so
I can
maybe it's
see
just
that.
more expensive than putting it on Switch and everything else like that. But yeah, not to get caught up on that. I've just been playing that every night. And then I watched the movie Fall. I think you talked
No
about
big
it.
deal. I've just been playing that every single moment
I love it.
of the day.
I love it so much. It's so good.
It's good.
I watched that movie Fall. I think I talked about it with you because you watched it a while back.
So good. I showed it to someone else not that long ago.
Is a
So good.
very unique movie, and just for context, like my girlfriend has a
So
fear of
wild.
heights, so I thought it was the perfect, but she loves horror movies, so I thought this was the perfect like
It's so wild.
actual horror. It's very doofy, like this just them ending up in this situation and like how easily this girl peer pressures her friend into like climbing this stupid tower. Like,
It for him.
yeah, I'm like, why would you ever climb something like this after what happened?
But
So
she gets what she deserves, does she not? The
yeah,
girl.
she
The girl who
does.
talks the other girl into it gets what she deserves for it,
She
for
definitely
sure.
does. So just for some context, the movie starts off, they're climbing like a crazy giant mountain. It's like a girl, her best friend, and a girl's boyfriend. the girl's boyfriend dies in like the first 5 minutes of the movie, like falls straight off the mountain, smooth off. I promise you, if that was me in that situation, I'm never climbing stairs again. My house is going to be one floor.
I'm never going to trust a metal anchor jammed into a rock by hand this big.
Yeah.
To hold probably two people, but 300 pounds combined.
Pounds, yep.
Yeah, guys. Woo! Adrenaline.
This is like red flags of the movie. Like, how many red flags do you gotta have to not do something?
I have a friend who does this kind of stuff, and I'm just like,
sure,
you do it, buddy.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm so good on like thrill seeking. Like a roller coaster is like my limit. But basically, it's about like these two girls, after the boyfriend dies, they eventually like muster up the courage again to climb this like abandoned radio tower in the middle of the desert.
This John is like rickety.
It's rusty. There's like bolts falling out. It's swaying in the wind. Yeah. And I'm just like, why would y'all do this? And the one girl, her name is like Danny Danger or something like that. Like, she's like a YouTuber or like a content creator.
That was my favorite part, is that she's like a YouTuber.
She even throws on like the voice and stuff, like when she puts the camera on. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Danny Danger here. But yeah, it was an entertaining movie. There were some twists in there that I actually wasn't expecting. And it's just, I feel like I have seen a movie about like being stuck somewhere before, but I've never seen a movie about being stuck on top of like a tall, skinny tower. You know what I mean? I think I've seen a movie about like being stuck on a boat and there's like sharks around, or like being stuck, you know, stuff like that. And it's kind of similar tropes, but it's just interesting the angle they took with this, where they're like,
I love when the vultures showed up.
Cause her legs
get
bleeding and
here.
They like smell the blood or something. I'm like, these are the most aggressive vultures I've ever seen. Like, they're picking at you before you're even dead.
Get out of here.
Movie's whole antagonist was a bird.
I'm like, how you not have a phone up there?
Yeah.
They don't have one phone up there.
They had some really good ideas for like, you know, like, yeah, getting phone service and stuff like that.
I thought the shoe was a good idea.
It was a really good idea. But yeah, that was an interesting.
Do you recommend?
I would recommend it. I think the CG was like believable enough to where they did a really good job of portraying
the
tension.
There's a whole, once you watch it, if anybody's interested, there's a whole YouTube about how they shot that. Like, it was a big deal at the time when it came out, about how they got all those vertical angles, about how they shot that, because it was like an interesting technique.
Yeah.
But yeah, her hanging off,
it was intense. Like,
no, I'm like, even within the movie, like them as characters trying to get that shot for the pictures. Why would you do that?
Oh, where they're like one hand hanging off the edge,
like,
with
the
selfie
hold
on the
you
other
to
hand.
Get this selfie. Why would
so
you do
dumb.
That?
So dumb.
Oh my
God. I swear to God, yo, to everybody listening, say no to peer pressure. There's nothing anybody can make you do against your will, especially not hang off of a 50,000 foot tower by one hand to take a selfie. Like,
oh my God.
I don't care how much somebody says, oh, if you're my best friend, you'll do it. Nah, fam. Like, it's ridiculous. But no, they did a really good job with the tension and stuff, and like oh, are they gonna fall now, or like, oh, the ladder's rattling, or
oh my God.
You can hear like the screws like clunking down the all the way down the tower. So
I'm glad you finally saw it.
It was interesting.
I've seen it a few times now, and it that movie cracks me up now.
It's interesting. It's very goofy, like in a we would never be
and
in
I
this
think,
situation.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays like a great concerned father.
Yeah. I was like, oh, Negan. Like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Haven't seen him in anything in a while. But yeah, so I would recommend that if somebody's got some time to kill. And then the only other thing really is Spider-Verse. We both actually watched that together.
Across the Spider-Verse.
I always mess up the title.
For specificity.
Every time I Google it, I mess up the subtitle. And I put the first one.
I know now, because Into the Spider-Verse is the first one. Across the Spider-Verse is the second one.
Yeah. Which makes sense when you say it out loud. But
unlike the Tomb Raiders.
The movies or the
none of
games?
the Tomb Raiders games make sense.
Rise
You
and
can't figure
Shadow.
out which is you can't figure out which is which
Which is
from
the
the
first one?
subtitles.
Just gotta boot it up and see where Laura's at.
Yeah. Is she good at stuff yet?
Yeah.
Or is she bad?
Yeah. But Spider-Verse, I want to say it's kind of hard to say. I want to say I might still like the first one a little bit better, but it's literally only because of that stupid annoying cliffhanger
Okay,
that
can I just say that synthesizer music hurts my stomach and in my butthole.
which synthesizer music?
That
Oh.
whenever I guess it's 20 I guess it's Spider-Man 2099 and
Oh,
also
that
the
guy,
uncle. Yeah. It hurts my stomach and my butthole.
It's
Okay,
too
go ahead.
electronic. Yeah. But yeah, it's that stupid, annoying cliffhanger at the end that I don't know who made this popular, but please stop doing it. This whole first half, second half of the
I love
same.
it.
You love that?
I love it because
Why?
it means more is coming.
No, end. End. Finish. Start, finish, end. One movie, end. Complete story, end. Let's bring that back. Complete anime season, end. Start, end. 24 episodes, start, end.
No, because that allows them to hiatus us like a motherfucker.
So annoying. But yeah, that's probably literally the worst thing to me about the movie. But other than that, like, I want to say, like, I really like what they did with the visuals. I loved all the different art styles. I think the colors were cool. The cameos were awesome. Like, very minor spoiler, there was literally the video game model from the PS4 Spider-Man was in the movie, and he talked like
Was
as
he?
yeah
I
like
missed
as one
that.
of the Spider-Verse men. So they literally shouted out like every single Spider-Man from all of the different medias
Literally every single one.
that we've seen like to date, which I thought was really cool. Miles's voice was a little bit weird to me at first, but I kind of just got over it. I don't remember
Because
what he
he's
sounded like
older,
before.
I
Yeah, it's like
guess.
that weird preteen, like his voice is a little bit deeper, but not quite like a man yet. And I just think that's kind of weird and stuff. What else? Characters were cool. I liked I guess the main characters were Miles, Spider-Gwen, and the 2099 guy. What was his name? Miguel?
And Peter B.
Yeah, and
Parker.
Peter with the older Peter. He's a father now. Which I thought was funny because he's like in his costume and he's always got his baby on, like with a pouch. And I'm just like, where's the mom? Like, where's
At home.
why is the baby always with you on this dad pouch, like swinging around through the city? So that was funny. But yeah, overall I enjoyed it. I just would have much more preferred if it was a complete movie like the first one. It didn't have like, 'cause this cliffhanger, so the first one had a cliffhanger too, but it was more of like a there's another later part to this story, like time is gonna pass and then we'll come back. This was like climax, end, cliffhanger, like we'll resume next time
I
in
felt
10
like
years or
there.
however long.
I feel like this did have an ending. I feel like the ending just happened 20 minutes before the movie ended, and that's what you're feeling.
Right. But wouldn't that mean
Yeah.
that it didn't end? So it should have ended earlier, is what you're saying.
No. I feel like it did end earlier. I feel like, because I'm trying to, what am I trying to say? I feel like the movie's ending happened with Gwen, like around the time when Gwen and her dad were reconciling.
So they should have stopped there then, to me.
No. I'm fine with them not stopping
I
there. That's
hate
what I'm
that
trying to
so.
say.
No,
I know
I know.
you
I
hate
hate
it.
that
I know
so
you hate
much.
it.
It's so
And that's
obnoxious.
I'm just saying, all I'm saying is that I personally feel, my opinion is that's kind of where this movie's
Arc
enclosed arc.
ends,
But
yeah.
that's what I was trying to explain to my friend is that the overarching Spider-Verse's
Yeah.
movie story,
Kept
it
going.
was carrying on
Yeah.
past that part.
I definitely get that for sure.
Because I had to go back and watch the first movie after we saw that one to explain to that person the whole storyline that didn't make sense to them in the second movie.
Gotcha.
My problem with this movie is, like, I didn't, like, the whole beginning, I'm like,
the Gwen prologue, like, before
well,
we get to Miles.
That, and then it's like, yeah, it's like, I feel like I'm like, reintroduction, because I'm just like, I was with, like, I kind of had the opposite of you, where I'm just like, I know all this already.
Do you think,
like,
that's because you did that rewatch?
No.
Like, oh.
I felt like, I'm like, why did I see the first movie then? Other than to know all of the preamble in history with Peter and Miles.
Right.
And know what was going on with Miles.
Right.
But yeah, I'm like, I didn't need Miles to reintroduce his stuff.
Right.
The stuff with Gwen is kind of fine. But yeah, yeah. I find Gwen's whole thing to be boring. Mm. Like, I find her, she to me, Miles is like the well-rounded Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Gwen is like the extreme of the melodramatic Spider-Man stuff to me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, my mom's not here. My dad is the absolute, like, I kind of laughed at, like, the moment where it's like, here's the, like, I'm holding Spider-Man at gunpoint. I don't know this is my daughter. I find out this is my daughter, but I'm still going to be a policeman. Like, it's the absolute extreme of
that
situation.
She's like the teen drama.
Yeah, so it was just like, okay, you get it. Like,
whereas so Miles' family is just like, oh, we're happy, we love you. It's not
and,
really
well,
terminal
that,
there.
And then it's not even just that. And then it's like, even when Gwen is with all the Spider-Men, it's like, we're going to send you home where we know your father's going to arrest you. Like,
yeah.
Okay, like, it's like, she's the most extreme of all the drama. So
yeah.
It's like, that was just a bit heavy-handed for me personally, where it's like, she, why is she the exception in that way, when while Miles is kind of like the hero exception in that, in the Spider-Man way.
Yeah to give a direct answer, just what I think that's probably because Miles was literally raised by Peter to being Spider-Man, whereas Gwen, I'm still kind of foggy on her upbringing, and because they don't really remind me, maybe they do in the first movie, but I don't think they explain how she gets her powers, how she comes
into. She got
into
bit too.
I know they all got bit, but I'm saying, like, we don't get a like training arc for her like we do for all the other Spider-Man. We don't see her come into her responsibilities and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
We just see her swinging around one day. Like,
well, it's like, yeah, it's like all we hear is that, I guess we're left to assume that Peter didn't feel special because she was special.
Mm.
And so that's why he died, because he went after power for wrong reasons, blah, blah, blah. But, and then she isolates, again, jumping to the extreme. You isolate because you have powers.
You made a great point. Her Peter is a completely different Peter than Miles' Peter. Miles' Peter is
exactly,
like, he's had the mantle. He knows the responsibility.
Well, no.
He can teach.
No. Miles' Peter is dead.
No, I know now, but before that.
Yeah. But I'm saying he's the ultimate martyr.
He's
dead.
Yeah.
So
now,
Miles has to be like, I have to make up for the fact that my Peter is dead and I have this other Peter to train me.
Yeah.
But then also, that Peter didn't really want to train you at first. You had to beg that Peter to want to train you.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Same situation.
Yeah. So I think that's probably a lot of it.
Same explanation.
Maybe there was just nobody to impart that, like, maturity and stuff onto.
Yeah. Well, which would explain why she would glob on to that other chick.
Yeah. The Afro Spider.
Yeah.
Which, dude, she was, I don't know, maybe this will come into play in the next movie, but, like, what was the purpose of her being pregnant?
I gotta go back and listen to that name she said. I told you that was really bugging me. And
she said the name of the dad?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I
gotta go back. Because, again, she had an issue with Miles. Yeah. And I don't know that issue was only because he wasn't supposed to be at the Spider-Verse hub or whatever.
Yeah. Well, so the thing with him was his spider wasn't meant for him.
He's
came
an anomaly.
Through some weird dimensional time rift and accidentally ended up biting him. But he was never supposed to be. You know what I mean?
But I could be reading into stuff way too much.
Yeah.
I just feel like her distaste of him and Gwen was a little more than the anomaly.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
It felt personal.
It definitely felt personal.
I want it to be personal. And yeah. That's why I'm like, I need to go back and hear that name she said.
That'll be really interesting.
I don't think the dad was Miguel. And that's why.
I don't think so
either.
I'm
curious.
I definitely don't think so. Because they didn't.
They never hugged.
They didn't seem like a couple at all. They didn't even seem like friends.
In.
Yeah. They didn't even seem like, they just seemed like coworkers. You know what I mean? Like, so yeah, so, I think there's something there for sure.
That's why I'm like, yeah, I want to check on that again. I liked it.
I wonder if it's something like her husband died or whoever, her baby daddy died because he didn't get the spider powers that Miles got. Maybe it's something
like
that. Or
had something to do with something that Gwen did by going back to see
with
Miles.
The time, really, yeah, messing with the space time. Time stuff gets weird. It definitely does.
So yeah, I want to look at that, but yeah, I personally liked what they did with Miles in the spider hub, like how he got out of there. I thought that was very interesting.
That was cool. Yeah, that was cool.
Because again, I said you didn't want him in there so bad that you lost the opportunity to study him at all.
Yeah.
You know specific things about him, which would have helped you. And then, yeah, that they do the most amazing things with the animation
in
these movies. And again, the writing is spectacular. The voice acting is good, great. And the jokes, like, you have to listen to this movie as much as you have to watch it. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll get a lot out of rewatching these movies because you miss jokes.
Mm-hmm.
People are saying stuff on the same things on the side, and you miss it because you're laughing and stuff. So
yeah.
On the flip. I can't say enough positive things about it.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. So I would, that's one I would definitely recommend. Maybe not until the sequel's out, but if you're jonesing to watch it, just go ahead and watch it.
It's the two movies will be good enough on their own.
Yeah, I think so too.
Just the scenes of, like, I'm thinking back, like, that movie was, it was incredibly long.
It was super long, yeah.
But, like, just thinking of, like, the Mumbai Spider-Man on that scene on its own, like, the amount of stuff that was going on.
I know.
Crazy.
It definitely was. And it felt like they played with, like, the actual color palettes a lot more than the first one. Like, there was a lot of, like, watching this on the fungus would be crazy. Crazy. So crazy that I don't even know if I would try it, but...
And I'm, like, just thinking about, like, I just watched Spider-Verse again compared to the second one. I'm like, Miles really does come into his own in this compared to the first one.
Yeah. You can't tell me Miles ain't likable.
I have that song, like, because I'm thinking about the first one in Spider... Like, Peter's like, what do you do to calm down? Because Miles was, like, stuck to the ceiling in the first one.
Yeah.
And he's just, like, singing, he's like...
Yeah.
And he's, like, trying to calm himself down. And I'm like, he doesn't have to do that at all in the second movie. Like,
he's
on it.
He's good now.
He's on his powers in the second movie.
He's good now. And he proves that in that escape scene, too.
Yeah.
That man is moving with them webs.
Yeah.
He's moving.
It's crazy what he does in that second movie.
Yeah.
So.
Nice. But yeah, that's pretty much it for my week, too.
All right. Would you like to briefly move into some news?
Yeah.
All right. All right, we got a very brief news segment here, and I guess it's gonna be up to me.
I got a bit of thought. One thought.
Would you like to go first?
No. Give the overview first, and then I'll.
So wait, you saying your thought is on my news?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I don't have any news. That's what I'm saying.
I gotta give this a proper intro. So you just gonna be silent?
What?
You just gonna be silent before I do the news?
What else would I do? What? I'm confused.
I can't. You just. All right, guys. All right. I see something on the horizon. It may be. A New Hope. James Gunn is here to save the DC universe. Alright, so I play that theme because we all know I hate... No, I'm just kidding. We all know that Tiz and I make fun of Superman constantly.
I do kind of hate Superman.
I don't hate him. Far. I don't hate him. I just lack basic respect for him.
I hate his outfit color. I hate how he wears his underwear on the outside, even though Batman does it too.
For me, he does. Superman does represent heart.
I hate that his disguise is just some glasses and nobody seems to notice.
Superman, even though he's the basic bitch of the DC world, he does represent hope.
Goku clears all day, any day, every day.
That very simple theme written by the man himself, dab on it, John Williams. The man himself, Superman does represent some form of hope for me. James Gunn, in this article I'm going to bring up here, talked about, let me rewind here. I'm stumbling over my words out of light excitement. So the title of this article here is DC President and Publisher James Lee thinks addition of James Gunn and Peter Safran as heads of DC Studios will renew interest in the comic brand. So, the reason I bring up this article is I didn't talk about it during my week, but I did see the Flash movie. Now, I'm not going to give my opinion about this movie until Tiz watches the movie, and he said it might take him some time. That's fine. We'll get to it when we get to it. But I brought up this article because apparently James Gunn has been tweeting about DC Comics, and him tweeting about DC Comics has increased said interest in DC Comics to the point where it has sold out hardcover copies of, like, the newer DC Comics that have been coming out. In the history, just for those that aren't into recent DC Comics, apparently there has been some, like, recent rebooting. I had been keeping up with DC Comics as recent as the New 52. That was some time ago. That was, like, was that, like, 2011?
Jesus Christ.
That was a while ago. And then after New 52, there was Rebirth. And I think after Rebirth, there was even Dawn. So I think Dawn is the newest. But DC has done a lot of reboots. And apparently this newest reboot may be the one that they're leaning into. And this, according to this article, the hopes of the newest reboot is that they're going to dig into these characters a little bit and make things a little bit meatier and something that the DCU can grasp onto a little bit better and maybe really rebuild this franchise from the roots up so that we can have a little bit better hopes for these producers and these film writers and, you know, the people that form the characters that we like to see to, you know, give us something a little bit more to chew on versus what we've been seeing more recently.
I do want to say, though, too, DC Animated is still going pretty strong, though, right?
Yeah, and that's kind of why I bring it up because, like, I feel like the animated movies draw more obviously from the comic books than the cinematic universe is the last bump on the chain. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they always get the shortest shrift because they're trying to get the biggest audience. The comic books shoot for the most narrow audience, but they have the greatest content. They have the best content.
Which to me works out better in almost every situation, in games, movies, TV, anime. Yes, you won't blow up as fast and be as mainstream as quickly and maybe not make as much money off the rip, but if you focus on the core and if you focus on the audience that's there, the product is almost always better in every situation across every form of media. So I don't know why companies don't understand this. It's because they're just greedy and they want money. But the companies that do get this make amazing products over and over again. I just want to say that.
No, you're right. And it's like sometimes it just takes too much time, more time than people are willing to invest. And I get that. Sometimes it's just the right mixture of people. Sometimes you just get the right cast, whatever it may be. But I just like to see this. And James Gunn, it seems to be the right person in this. Peter Safran is one of his co-people that he tends to work with. So, let's just have high hopes and see where this goes.
The only thing is that I don't want every DC movie to turn into Guardians of the Galaxy. Please, dear God.
I don't think it will. Okay. I don't think it will. And the only reason I say that is because, yes, Suicide Squad is very similar to that formula, but I think that's why. I think it looks like that because
it's a similar concept anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
So it's like, yes, he has a voice. He has a very specific voice, but I don't think that voice is going to fit to everything.
Do you have, I've been meaning to ask you this for a while, but I just keep forgetting. Do you have any interest in that, like, I'm Friends with Superman animated show? That's not the name, but it's something like that. It's like I'm Best Friends with Superman or Superman.
I've never even heard of
that. Or My Adventures with My Friend Superman. It looks just like Invincible. Obviously less gory and bloody, but the art style looks like Invincible. And
I've never even heard of it.
Oh, you haven't? You should definitely look into it. I've never
heard of it. Like, this is like my exposure right now.
Okay. But yeah, that might be something you're interested in. But yeah, so it's this different take on Superman that I haven't seen. Like, he's got these like lightning powers, and I don't know. It reminded
Superman
me of
Invincible. Superman has the most random powers. So he has like ice breath.
Mm-hmm. Not My Friend Superman. God dang it! I'm gonna struggle to find it. We can keep going while I look for this.
Well, that's pretty much it until we move on to Anime Corner, unless you have anything else to say about it.
No, that was pretty much it.
Just hopeful news, that's all.
I'm gonna find this.
Yeah, you don't have to find it right now.
I found it already.
Oh, okay.
It's called My Adventures with Superman. And it's like he's a young Superman too, like teenager type John. There we go. Alright. Ready to get in this anime?
Nice. Yes, sir. Yo-ho! Here we are, once again. Time to talk about a blood war. No, I'm just kidding. It's not that time. It's not that time, unfortunately.
There was some craziness last episode.
Well,
internet's going crazy.
Tiz has to talk about stuff because Gigi's not on and Mashoku's being creepy. So
Mashoku's always being
unless
creepy.
You want to get creepy. We can always get creepy.
We can get creepy. It is what it is. I'm too deep
people,
in now.
People on my work. On my work Slack getting creeped out by I'm always ready to get creeped.
Are they new to this?
I guess.
Did they just jump in on season two? Like,
yeah,
they don't apparently. Know what type of show this is.
Well, Rudy's growing up, so
okay.
That's he's funny. Getting tall and creepier.
Yeah, of course. I mean, what should I expect?
My boy's getting access.
Did we do another time skip where you're at?
No, I'm not okay. Ahead right now. So
okay, okay.
It's fine.
I was just curious.
I step back. I don't like being at the forefront.
Yeah.
I don't like being at the cutting edge.
Leading the charge into unseen territory.
It's a
to
breakdown,
new frontiers.
Breakdown.
Oh, man.
Do all right, so where are we at?
Should we start there? We can start there.
We can start wherever. It don't matter.
We can start there. That's fine.
I don't know what to do when Juju's not on. I'm lost.
I know I miss it. I'm not going to lie. Where am I at in Mashoku? Because I just watched it last night. So he's at the school now. He just met Sylphie, yes. Who Sylphie obviously knows who he is, but he doesn't know who
Fitz.
She is.
He met Fitz.
Yeah, Fitz. Was it Quiet Fitz?
Sir Fitz.
Silent Fitz.
Does he still think Fitz is a boy right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's so clueless, okay. Which is... Which is weird, because, like, he's got this whole, like, demon futuristic eye power where he can see into the whole future, but he can't just look at this girl's hairstyle and tell it's the same girl from that he grew up with.
Well, it's not fair either, because they're forcing Fitz to wear a boy's uniform, too.
Yeah, but, like...
If you look, because she's got sunglasses dressed like boys. On. I know. It's not fair. It's just not fair. I'm like, I'm so mad because I'm like, you're looking at your childhood friend that you're looking for.
The voice is the same. Like, her voice, it's not like her voice is.
Because I'm really trying to immerse myself in this situation, right? Yeah. Like, this is your friend, but you haven't seen this person since you were maybe like 8.
Yeah.
And you're now like 16?
Yeah, it's been like so 7, like 8 half or your like life? That. Yeah.
And you've been through. A hurricane literally transported you away.
That's fair.
Like, let's say you move from America to China.
Yeah, that's right? Basically
but
what
you
happened.
you never learned Chinese.
Nope.
And then let's say you started hanging out with a Russian person in China, and you were a Chinese princess's bodyguard.
Yeah.
And
I met a dog lady.
And you met a Polynesian, a big Polynesian lady, and that's all you've been doing is hanging out with them.
Yo, and, he's a genius though too.
And you ain't never heard from your friends since then.
We can't shortcut the fact that he's also a genius. He's literally the smartest character in the whole show. Literally,
but then
by
your
far.
Friend. But then your friend moved to Canada and you ain't never heard from him since then. And now you're in Canada. Like, you have no reference.
Yeah.
I'm trying to create the most situation where you might forget.
You're trying
your
to bail
looked.
My man out. Trying to bail him out. Right
no,
now.
I'm
it's
trying
fine.
To create the most similar situation where you might forget what your friend looks and sounds like.
Can we just say Rudy?
And now your friend, but no, your friend, and now your friend is a different dressing like a different gender, and they cut their hair, and it's a different color, and their hair is a different color.
It is, but like, can we just say Rudy's the slowest genius ever? Like, literally, he's the slowest genius ever.
I'm saying even a genius might not recognize their friend with a haircut that's a different color.
Dude's got two lifetimes, well, one in like a half lifetime's worth of brains, and he's a genius. And he doesn't
right,
recognize
cut,
this girl.
You gotta
it's
cut
crazy.
Just that part and see if anybody will recognize their friend with all them changes.
I already forgot most of them.
All right, they moved to China. They're a Russian lady's bodyguard, a Chinese princess's bodyguard. They met a Polynesian, a giant Polynesian lady.
To be I'm fair, it really happened when he met Eris. That's when old girl got kicked out of his brain. And
yes, he got brain white.
That's when she got forgotten, if we're being
honest. Puberty happened. Chemicals.
That's definitely when she got forgotten.
That's all I'm saying.
But no, it's one of those moments where you're like yelling at the screen like, you idiot.
Kuma's looking at me like.
Yeah. Like, what's she
She's like,
about?
Yeah, I forgot who that was too.
Yeah.
I forgot Sophie too.
I forgot Sophie. Oh my God. But yeah, they're there. They're full on having conversations. He's like blushing at her every 2 seconds. Like,
that's what I said. Like, at some point I'm like, you don't smell Sophie. Like,
he's been around her for like days now at this point. Like, talked to her mad different times. Like, this is craziness. But yeah, so they're at the school. He's kind of started rummaging through the books or whatever. We've introduced a little bit more characters. I met the two furries, and then
he's researching. Please stop. Respect these people. They're beast
they're
people.
They're dirty furries.
Stop calling them furries.
They're furries.
They are beast people. No, they're not furries. They are not humans in furry suits. They are beast men.
Ghislaine is the only one who gets that respect.
Why?
Until
she's
proven
a swordsman.
Otherwise. Because she murders humans like it's nothing.
They're beast men. Furries. Gross. Furries are exclusively human in fursuits.
Huh? No, they're not.
Furries? Yes, they are.
No, they're not. Furries are.
Yes, they are.
Furries are. Well, furries
are
humanoids
humans.
With
no,
animal-like features,
no,
and then people just happen to try to copy to them. But you can't grow dog ears in real life.
No, furries are humans. who dress like animals
Weird animal
and
people.
try to be animals.
Weird animal
These
people.
are beastmen. These are beasts with human-like traits.
No, they're humans with beast-like traits. What? They
No,
walk
they're
on
not
two
humans.
legs.
They're anthropomorphic
They
beasts.
have thumbs. All human
Yeah.
append. They don't really have fur other than their stupid little ears, because they're
No, they
trying
have
to.
tails
Because
and
the.
paw. They have paw feet.
Do they?
Don't they have paw feet?
I don't think
Yeah.
so. I think they
No,
had regular shaped
I
feet.
think they have paw feet.
It's not like one of those shows or games where they have, like, you know how they have, like, the backwards knee? I call it, like, the backwards
They
knee.
don't have
The
a
propulsion knee.
Lugosi. They don't have
Yeah.
Lugosi feet.
The knee
Yeah.
that the legs that are like built for propulsion and running for and chasing prey, they don't have those. They have knees like humans, elbows, thumbs. Author knows what he's doing. Author knows exactly what he's doing. He knows
They're still
exactly what audience
beastmen.
he's going after.
The beastmen.
But we met those two. I don't remember their names. I'm really bad with names. And we met.
I know one's Purina and one, I forget the other one, the cat one's name, but the dog one's named after dog food,
And
Purina.
is one a boy and one's a girl?
No, they're both
They're both
girls.
girls? Okay. I've
Yeah.
forgotten that part. And then we also met another gray rat, who I guess is
Yeah,
Rudy's
the guy
cousin.
who guards the princess.
Yeah.
Luke. I think his name is Luke.
Yeah. And
He's a douche.
Rudy makes this point that he kind of reminds him of his dad,
Yeah.
Paul.
'Cause he's like, you didn't acknowledge me, yo.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm related to you. You didn't acknowledge me. I was like, yo, but I was kinda on his side though, 'cause I was like, yo, Rudy, you didn't though. You didn't
Yeah.
even like ask his name.
At all.
Like, you kinda just like came in and was like,
Just like look past him a little bit, like just
yeah,
looked
you
around.
kinda just like came in and was like, where do I study?
Scoped out the room, yeah. Where are the books at? Where's the research?
Yeah.
And it's so funny how like Rudy still to this day just calls him Paul, calls his dad Paul. Just
Yeah.
no respect
And
whatsoever.
Zenith. He does call his mom Zenith too,
Oh, does
though.
he?
Yeah. Because
Okay.
I didn't know who Zenith. It took me a minute when he kept saying Zenith. I was like, who's Zenith?
Yeah.
And then when they showed her, I was like, oh, his mom.
But he
It's
does
like.
also always say, I'm searching for my mom.
He did, yeah. But then
Yeah.
for. There's a couple times, though, where he says Zenith.
He's
And I
not
didn't
once
know
called
who he
Paul
was
his
talking
dad.
to.
Like, not
That's
once.
true. That's
Like,
true.
not even a little
But
bit.
his dad has been pretty lecherous from day one.
Yeah. 100. No, I understand why. It's just funny that
Yeah.
he's just like, Paul. I'm looking for my mom, and oh, yeah, I guess Paul, too.
Paul.
Paul. But yeah, and then we got a whole new cast of characters with, like, I guess his class 1A we got introduced to. I don't really remember all of them yet because I just like met them. They
And
haven't
that,
like done much.
well, I was gonna say, that little black-haired dude knows who he is already.
The kid who was like, I'm a genius, I've mastered all of this, and I'm only a first
Grimoire
year.
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a little arrogant, so I want to see if he's like actually powerful or anything like that. I'm
He
curious about that.
knows. He knows stuff.
Yeah. But yeah, it was really just mostly set up where I'm at. They haven't really like dove into anything quite yet.
Yeah.
They mentioned Eris, and then Rudy was like, "Where did you find her?" And then they just kind of brushed past it. He didn't even answer. He just ignored Rudy. So
Yeah,
maybe we'll see her soon.
that dude knows Eris.
The gray-haired dude, yeah.
Yeah,
And he
the
just kind of
little
ignored Rudy's
asshole.
question.
I wonder why he's a little asshole. He knows Eris.
It rubbed off on him.
Connections.
Yeah. So yeah, we might see
Yeah.
her again soon. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe. She out there stunting with that sword.
I feel like she's gonna be the exact same person when she gets back. She's just gonna fight.
Probably
She's gonna
just
fight better.
taller and an asshole.
Yeah, she's still gonna have the same personality though. That's funny. But yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at with it.
Nice.
Are you about in the
I'm just
same?
waiting for magic shit to pop off.
Yeah, same.
No, I'm not advancing in the show. I
Okay.
decided not to do that. It's safer to stay where you are.
It's
'Cause
safer.
what's the point? Like, I'm gonna be telling you about stuff. Like, I'm
Yeah.
just spoiling you. So
So
I read ahead, but it's easier to stay where I am.
I actually saw something recently that the manga isn't even
You
at
are
like.
wiggling your camera.
Oh, it's because I'm moving and my desk
I
and
know
stuff moves.
you're knee wiggling your
Yeah.
camera.
But I heard recently that like the manga isn't even to like any point of like revelation or like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like
there is a cover.
It's very much ongoing.
That if the cover I saw is true and not a dream, I hate covers.
The internet.
Covers.
I mean, out of context, though? Was it that bad?
Because if they make a cover, if a cover is fan art and not a, just, look, I don't want to say what it is because we're recording right now.
Yeah, I know. I know.
So that's why I'm like, if it's not a fan art cover and not like dream sequence,
it's probably a real cover.
That's why I'm just like that. The cover itself is what made me read ahead and, out of anger, because I'm like, there's no way. There's no way.
I've been spoiled by a lot of covers. Like, a lot of covers.
I was like,
so many
covers. Rage. And regret.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
But like, I guess what I'm trying to say is like, for example, like Naruto, the whole thing was like, maybe that's not a good example. Demon Slayer, killing Muzan. Like the manga, they've ended. Like they're almost at the end. They've passed all of that. But Jobless, from what I heard, it hasn't even crossed that threshold yet. Like, we don't even know what the real.
Well, what is the conflict?
Exactly. That's what I'm
of
like,
Jobless, other than Rudy conquering some inner demon.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like, the manga, apparently hasn't even gotten
there
yet.
There's something that I personally, no. Which if you've been watching the pod or if you know me like Tyler does, there's something that I personally have been screaming about. That a seeing on a cover would make me jump,
yeah,
at the manga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Personal relationship, perhaps.
For sure, that's fair. That's fair.
May have to do with bells.
Yeah.
Of a sort.
Bells.
So. Yeah.
I don't know.
Think about that.
It's not coming. Not coming to me right now.
No, it wouldn't come to your mind quickly at all. So yeah, what's next?
Bleach. So
you want to talk about Bleach? Talk about Bleach.
Yeah, so maybe one of the best animated fights this week. I keep saying this, and this
you gotta bring us up. You haven't talked about Bleach in 15 episodes.
So I mean,
of
it's
a pod.
There's not a lot of context to give because it's like y'all know it's the Blood War. It's Quincy's versus Soul Reapers, and that's the setup at the beginning of the not the first season, but the last. Part the last half that aired already, and then from that point on it's literally just fight, like these two characters big fight next episode, these two characters big fight next episode, these two characters big fight next, like it is like a, it's like fan service in the greatest way possible, not like, you know, butt shots and stuff like that, but like they know we want to see all these characters fight in the most beautiful animation ever, and they're just fight, 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 fight every single episode. And it's so awesome.
Fight, fight.
Literally. And so this past episode was my boy Kenpachi. He's known as like the most ruthless of the captains. So he's like the one who, the way he got his captain role was by killing the last captain. And he's the only one like that. He just murdered him. He didn't have to like pass all the other tests or anything like that. He straight up just as a kid just murdered the last captain and took his spot.
Are we in Soul Society?
Yeah, all the fights are taking place in Soul Society.
Okay.
Some are in like weird like pocket dimensions and stuff like that. But for the most part, it's an invasion of the Quincy's are invading Soul Society. So all the fights and stuff take place there. But basically, it was Kenpachi versus this dude who's... And this is what has, like, the internet kind of in a fit. His power is literally just imagination. Like, literally. So he's fighting this little girl who's, like, hit the big dude's lieutenant before Kenpachi gets there. And he's like, I imagine your arms and legs as crackers. And then her arms and legs just turn into crackers. Like, her bones just turn into, like, the texture of crackers. And she just, like, falls
your
over.
Your bones are glass and your skin is paper.
Yeah, exactly. or, like, he'll be like, I'm going to imagine a meteor falling out the sky. And then, poof, a meteor is just falling out the sky. So, like, that's his power. And then it's kind of a weird, like, plot holey thing to where, like, Kenpachi gets there.
Yeah, this is broken.
And Kenpachi's such a savage, like, he's, like, So the dude's like, I'm going to imagine my skin being hard as steel. And then Kenpachi immediately cuts him. And he's like, oh, you thought I couldn't cut through steel? Like, was this a joke? And he's like, you can't, you're not capable of imagining anything that I can't cut, like, with your feeble imagination. And so the whole thing, like, the way they wrote it is like, okay, now this dude is the first dude who's ever made the imagination guy feel fear. And the one double-edged thing to his imagination power is, like, he has to be careful. Because if he happens to imagine himself dead by accident, he would just die. Like, that's how, like, strong his power
is. Too quick.
He can't, like, turn it off and on. It's like, whatever he imagines, it just happens. Like, so basically, Kenpachi is the first guy to make him feel fear, which this is where the plot kind of breaks down a little bit. He never actually, like, is like, I'm just going to imagine you dead. Or he does stuff like he imagines, like, a space vacuum around him. So he starts, like, choking. But then he just cuts through the space vacuum and comes out. Or he imagines, like, one of the things is, like, he imagines himself more powerful than the Kenpachi dude, but he forgot to imagine his own body to be stronger to withstand the power, so his body just, like, explodes.
You know what my broken-ass brain is picturing right now, right?
What?
That SpongeBob when Patrick's falling off the mountain in that box.
In the box? Oh, the imagination box. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, the imagination box where Squidward hears Patrick like, my legs are broken.
Then he opens it and they're just sitting in there like.
And SpongeBob's like, you hear the helicopter? He's like, I have to be airlifted out.
He's like, what is going on in there?
Like, this dude's like imagination is so broken that he has to fix himself inside his imagination.
Yeah, literally.
Jeez.
So it's like that, but it's also like that in the manga. So it's not like an anime new argument thing. It's just the anime is re-sparking the argument about like, is this bad writing or is this good writing? Because essentially, like, his power is so strong that they had to make the character like a doofy idiot, like that's overly arrogant, so that he just forgets to use his power right and then just loses. But the whole episode was animated.
That's a JoJo.
Really well. Yeah, 100%. He does actually seem like a JoJo stan, just like as a person. One of those like later on JoJo stans.
That's like a Doppio level of JoJo.
Yeah. But yeah, it was just a really well animated episode, and that's kind of what all the episodes have been. It's just like, here's all of the fights. We're sticking directly to the manga. We are not putting a single slice of filler in there, which I really appreciate. I wish more shows would do that. So yeah, that's kind of
like
the Bleach update.
Dororo.
Do they stick really close to it?
Yeah, well, I didn't read the manga because it's like from the 60s, but that it just felt clean.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, that's pretty much Bleach right now. I'm sure next episode we're gonna get another wild fight.
Nice.
So yeah, it's been cool.
I'm feeling like I will be getting back to Steins Gate soon. Don't give me any dirty looks, Tiz.
You about to have to start over.
I'm not going to have to start over. I know exactly where I was. Shut up. Shut up. I stopped at a clean spot.
Okay.
Exactly where I was. Somebody got murdered. It's fine.
That's good.
Clean.
I know who you're talking about, too, actually.
I also feel like I'm going to get to that disgusting season of Mob Psycho that you said is not worth watching.
I won't say that much. It's
No, I'm just looking at, like, worst season ever down here on our...
It is the worst season so far.
And I want to keep it in a nice bubble.
Put it like this. If you were still a teenager going through teenage issues, you would probably love it this season. But as an adult, I don't think, at least I didn't relate to any of it.
Like silly children.
I'm so far past what this season was trying to portray in my life that I'm just
maybe
like,
if I just drink a whole lot, I can like... sympathize with him? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
Drink a whole lot?
Yeah. I didn't actually try that, so that might work.
Is that what you're saying?
It might work, yeah.
I'm hearing drink a whole lot and then watch that scene. Okay.
It's still pretty, you know what I'm saying? It's still mob animation, so.
Still, I'm just joking.
Still pretty. It's short, which is also a bonus, like 12 episodes. Not bad.
You know what I mean? It's usually not. Mob Psycho is usually not long at all.
Yeah, nah.
I'll just intersperse it with episodes of Chainsaw Man. that always makes me feel better.
Darken it up a little bit. Get some mouth throw up action in there.
I'll just never forget that the part where in Chainsaw Man when Denji like They get trained by, is it Kabuse? Forget the
Oh, the dude who had him doing laundry and stuff like that.
Is that what he had him? Their
Yeah, I'm
new,
doing like chores and stuff. At
yeah,
one
their
point.
new mentor or
Yeah, I know
whoever,
you're
and
talking about.
he's killing them over and over again,
Yeah.
and then like Denji's brain just goes all wacko, and Power is just like, "Did your brain go, Steven?" And she
Yeah.
just like just banging on his
Bonking
head,
him on
and she's
the
like, "Fix it, fix it." That and then Denji's like, did I how many times did I die today?
Yeah.
And I'm just
They like
like,
started to go insane a little bit.
I'm like, that's not how brains work. You can't
Yeah.
just punch it until it works again.
Anime
And I'm like,
logic.
is that what's gonna happen to me when I try to watch Mob Psycho
No, no,
all
no.
at once?
No, no, no.
You're gonna have to punch my brain, right?
No, no, no. It's not gonna make you dumber. It's just you're gonna watch it and you're gonna be like,
That's what's gonna happen when I try to watch Steins Gate.
no, Steins Gate's gonna make you smarter. 100%.
Oh, Black Clover's manga is finally finishing.
Yeah, I
I
saw
did see
that.
that news.
Makes me so sad, cause
Does it?
yeah, cause
That's
the
what you
anime is
want.
not
You
gonna
want things,
finish.
but you want things to finish.
Yeah, but the
How do you
anime is
know?
not gonna because
Why?
I've been on this ride before. This is Bleach
But the
all over
manga's gonna
again.
finish.
Yeah, but the anime is not.
But Bleach is about to finish.
20 years later, thank God we got lucky and they so happened to bring that back out of sheer
I don't
luck.
know.
But
Demon Slayer's finishing. I have hope.
this is Berserk all over again. This is Bleach all over again.
Berserk is a fucking,
There's no reason Berserk should have been
Berserk
treated
is
like
a
that. Hunter Hunter.
lumpy, patched together wagon wheel that somebody just wouldn't get a new wagon wheel and just kept patching the wagon, and now it's just
Yeah.
this. It's a wagon triangle that won't spin.
I was on Twitter and somebody was like, yo, give the Berserk reboot to MAPPA.
Yes.
That would
Maybe,
be
look,
that would
give
be
it
sick.
10 years. Give it 10 years, I guess. We'll get a clean. We'll get like, give it 10 years, we'll get like a Berserk movie mini series.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
Because
I would take movies.
the way they did that movie trilogy that I saw,
Was
that I
solid.
was watching, they
That was
might do
solid.
more of those.
I could see
The way
that.
that people like those.
I would even
Because
take the slightly janky 3D. I would take it. Not the anime, but the movie CG.
Griffith looks gorgeous in those movies.
He does. He does. Hold on,
I'm
I'm
just
trying to
saying.
pull up. So I have
I'm just gonna
here.
send you that gif of Griffith smiling at Guts.
This is not. Oh, I probably should just read it. This is a list of like the manga that I actually want to read in my life, and it's all anime
Black
that I.
Clover is on there?
It's all anime that I know for
Sad.
sure is not finishing ever. So it's Berserk,
Promise Neverland.
it's Black Clover, it's Promised Neverland, and it's Dragon Ball Super.
That's
We're not
it?
none
That's
of
all you
those
have on
shows
that
are
list?
finishing, huh?
Main Abyss isn't on there?
That's finishing. That's gonna finish. At least
You
as
think
of
that
now.
anime is gonna finish?
Yeah, as of now, it looks like it's gonna finish, I think. That could change later, but
I don't know if I'm gonna read Promise Neverland.
just because I caught a glimpse of what happens like in that slideshow that they did, and oh, it's so they did it so wrong. They did it
Oh,
so
I know
dirty.
they did. I
Like,
know they did.
so much
I just don't know
happens.
if I can spend time with those kids in that fucking woods. I don't know if I want to
Oh.
see them in the woods. I don't give a shit. Cause I'm like, I read
Just skip that part.
what was that series? The Maze Runner. I read the first book, and then I didn't give a shit after they got out of that maze. I was like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Hunger Games. Really
That's
hard to
fair.
care after the that first. And then
That's
they had to
definitely
go
fair.
back.
But there's like gods, there's dragons involved, like there's all types of stuff that we just didn't.
In Promised Neverland?
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe I have to skip
Yes.
the woods.
That
I
yo,
just hate the
go
woods.
into that slideshow and go through it slowly. And then
Go
just
into this.
imagine each slide is a season.
Going to the slideshow.
Literally, imagine each slide is a season. Just let your imagination go.
Just. Tell them to get done with fucking Attack on Titan so they can move on to something else. They're
They
dragging
almost
that
made this
shit out too
list.
far.
They almost made this list if they didn't put out
You
the
don't need
trailer.
to read that.
I
Just they need
know.
to finish. Like the part that we needed to see is over. You
Yeah.
don't need to see. Like I don't really care what happens.
I do. So I
We
care
saw
about
what
the
was in the
ending.
basement.
I care about the ending because it's so controversial online about the manga ending. That's why I'm like, I have to know, why is this so controversial?
Somebody said
I think I know what it is, but
somebody said it took too long to see what was in the basement. I'm out.
Yeah, that's
and
funny.
I just died laughing. I was like, but that was the whole point.
And it didn't even take that long.
They were like, it took too long. I was like, but that was so, it was so good. And they were like, I was like, really?
It didn't even take that long, like, comparatively.
I was like, it's one of the greatest mysteries in anime history. What do you mean?
It took Gon 300 episodes to find his dad. It took Naruto 1,000 episodes to become Hokage, or 800 episodes to become Hokage.
It took Gon 300 episodes to find his dad?
How many episodes is the full Hunter x Hunter?
I thought it was only 150. Eight.
Same thing. After you get past, after you watch a show for 150,
like twice as many to me.
Yeah, Attack on Titan, like they just had gaps in between the seasons, but like the seasons were short.
I think
it was, yeah. And that was only between one and, or between
great 6 years.
Was that between one and two or two and three that long gap was? I think it was between one and two.
It was between, like, what do you mean?
The so Attack on Titan had like season one, and then there was like a 4, 5, 6 year gap, and then season two.
I thought that was between like seasons 3 and 4.
It might be, yeah. That's I'm just not remembering.
I thought we got like seasons 1, 2, and 3, and then 3. There was like that court season, and then between that and the season after that was like 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, that's probably it. But like, just cumulative episodes is probably like what, 50 or something crazy, 60. Like, it's probably nothing crazy.
There was not a lot of episodes.
Yeah, so I'm not mad at that, but.
Because you had all these people that came in. I remember it was like nobody was watching Attack on Titan. Mm-mm. All these people came in and gap. And I was like, where y'all come from?
Maybe they did. Maybe it was strategic. Time to build up hype. Let's build up that word of mouth.
It could have been.
Who knows?
It could have been. I could see they probably needed the money.
Yeah, I could see that for sure. But just real quick, I think. So the reason I think it's controversial is because I think we're going to get the bad ending, which is everybody dies. And I think generally the internet seems to be happy when people get a happy ending. Like, oh, Eren and Mikasa end up together. Armin's alive. Like, I don't think we're getting that. Everybody's dying. Mikasa's dying. Eren's dying. Armin's dying. That's it. That's why it's controversial. I'm putting it out there. I said it. Remember.
Right. Oh, my God. I forgot we were casting for a second. I was mad chilling, y'all. I was leaning so hard. I'm sorry.
I'm weak. But yeah, that's all I got.
We were having a real conversation there for a second.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
About Attack on Titan?
Yeah, I was like, I thought we were done. I'm so sorry, y'all. I just realized we did not sign off. I'm weak. I was having a legitimate conversation about anime there.
I mean, that's good.
I was literally talking about... Tiz, I'm not lying to you.
Yeah.
This is how tired I am. The sun is... The heat is frying my brain. Yeah. When I started talking about Guts and stuff and what we were going to watch, that was me talking about, like, I'm going to leave here and figure out, like, my anime planning for, like, going forward.
Oh, are you actually about to do that?
Guys, I was literally gone. Mentally, I was gone.
That's funny.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
No, it's all good. That's all I got, though.
That's what happens when Juju's gone. I don't know what's happening. Don't take hiatus breaks, anime companies.
You need a reverse curse technique on your scheduling. Brain.
I did. You gotta I was do a reverse like curse I'm technique. Still healing. That's but fine. Yeah, so we have quite a long list, but yeah. If I one day
we
should we?
We? No, I'm just kidding.
Your
I'm
list
not,
is way longer than mine, bro.
Wait, what list your of what? List is, what are you saying?
Not list of
in progress shows.
Not in progress. To start.
Yeah.
Your to start will be longer than mine will ever be.
That's probably ever. Fair. That's probably fair.
But I still, you know, what's still on my list? The Madoka Magica movie, and I do still really want
to
watch.
You're gonna have to rewatch the anime.
No, I'm not, because it forever lives in my like the fresh side of my brain.
When I tell you it's directly after the show, it's directly after the show.
Yeah, okay. But I'm like, I still actively think about that anime because I liked it so much.
Good. Well, when you go to rewatch the movie, tell me, because I need to rewatch it to remember what happened in the movie, because I remember, but it's vague. Like, so I gotta like,
because there are like, you wouldn't believe there are a frequent number of days where I literally am like. I want something to watch like this, but there is almost nothing left of this
Steins
ilk.
Gate, baby.
Like Madoka Magica?
Yes.
Steins
Gate gets crazy. It's more sciency, of course, than mystical, but it's the same.
Well, not mystical,
DNA.
But not along those terms. I mean, like, magical girl death game.
Oh, specifically? Okay.
Yeah, like, I already watched, like, Magical Girl Project or whatever.
Okay. Like, I thought you meant, like, the mind-bending, like, time,
no.
reality,
no,
warping,
I still got
God,
more like
space,
that.
Time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there's still
okay,
stuff
okay.
like that. But I meant, like, magical girls getting white. So.
Oh, my God.
If anybody has any of that for me, please give me some suggestions. You can email us at siblingrivalryclash@gmail.com. You can X at us at srclash_. Every time I say that and I look at Tiz, I want to like laugh because he just breaks down.
Facepalm.
Tiz, Facepalm. All you got to Tiz, save them pennies and buy it from Elon. You can rename it.
Twitter is a cesspool that I do not want my name
buy
attached to.
Buy it back
to.
From Elon.
I do not want my name attached to it. All that's going
to
happen is
on
one day I'm going to get tired of it and it's going to get uninstalled and that's going to be the end of it. That's it. It's going to be it.
Buy it back from him.
It's going to be it.
I guess I did finish Baki.
Oh, same. I did too, yeah. I forgot about
we
that.
We can talk about that next week. I'll put it on here.
Yeah.
And I did finish Ragnarok.
Yep. Okay, we can talk about that too because I finished
we'll talk
that.
About that next.
Nice.
I didn't really gather my thoughts yet.
The whole five
Baki
episodes was one fight.
Baki was wild though, because
Baki was
like
wild.
That dude was the caveman
Pickle?
Was just eating people.
Pickle
was just
nuts.
Eating people. And
they were
I don't
lining
know how to
up.
Feel about that.
They were lining up for that man.
Yeah, and that other dude whose jaw just came off. Yeah, I need to gather my thoughts. I need to gather.
Didn't
my
he
thoughts.
Keep fighting afterwards too? I'm pretty
Homeboy,
sure he kept fighting after.
Homeboy dragged himself out of the ER to come back to
he
apologize.
He woke up like, I didn't lose, did I?
He came out to the caveman and said, I am sorry for leaving that fight.
We weren't done
but he
yet.
Left the fight unconscious.
Yeah.
Like, okay. We'll come back to that.
Yeah.
So yeah, and Tiz will come back with more Blood War assessments.
Yeah. I love it. I think you should watch it. I think you'll enjoy it. Like even without the context of, I don't think you need the context of Bleach. Like
keep
it doesn't
saying
matter.
That, and I'm like, I think I need to just watch.
They
Blood
set
War
it up
from,
in the first episode. Like it, the rest of the Bleach doesn't matter to this.
From what's on Hulu, I have to give my objective, opinion.
Yeah, please. I need because there's nobody else in my life, really that's watching it,
from
or that even knows about it.
Historical opinion.
Yeah.
Cause I'm like, I watched some video, came up on my feed, was it yesterday or earlier today, and it said, it was a One Piece video, and it just said, I forget the villain's name, but it was just like Luffy punches this dude so hard, the One Piece theme, the original One Piece theme starts playing, and I was
oh
like,
God.
Oh, I know that theme, I can watch this video.
Oh my God.
It was like dee,
yeah.
dee. And I was like, okay.
That's hilarious. Every once in a while they'll play that like in like a ramp up in the background type of thing. Like every once in a
like,
while.
I was like, yeah, I like that theme.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it's a good
that
one.
Theme.
It's definitely a good one.
So yeah, y'all. I did the socials. You know where to find us. You know where to give feedback. You know where to rate us. Please, please, please give us that feedback. Give us stars. On that iTunes feed, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, CastBox, wherever you listen, rate us. Give us that feedback. Tell us if you like it. Tell us if you don't like it. Tell us where we can improve. And yeah, we'll be here next week, Sunday or Tuesday, someday, any day that ends in day, we'll be here. And yeah, we'll catch you next week. Bye.
Peace out.